This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join our guest for the day. It's Trader Nick in the United States. Good afternoon from London, Nick. Still morning where you are. Hope you're well.
Hey, Johnny. Good to be back with you.
Now, over here on this side of the pond, we've had today the latest UK CPI numbers, which were reasonably encouraging because even though they're stuck at 3.8%, actually markets were expecting a higher rate than that, something like 4%. So markets may be a bit more positive, although as to when we're going to get to see a cut in rates from the Bank of England, that's still very much up in the air. Some are saying December, some are saying maybe not till 2026. But how did markets take today's news from the UK?
And definitely to your point, markets were fearful. They were gearing up for another rise in inflation. And that 4% handle just feels a little bit worse than anything in the threes. Threes is not great, but four starts to get scary again, because that is, definitely you can really feel a 4% inflation rate as a person living in that country. Well, in terms of the market's reaction, the UK 100, the FTSE, actually having a really good day, up 1.2% in response to this cooler than expected inflation, although there is still much work to be done in terms of getting inflation under control in the UK. This was definitely a welcomed kind of sigh of relief in the interim as we see that process go through. Again, 4% inflation would have probably spooked the market a little bit. If you got something 4.1, 4.2, the British pound would likely be under a lot of volatility, and same with the UK stock market. But a little bit of a sigh of relief here. Speaking of the British pound side of things, on the release of this, I'm looking at the British pound versus the US dollar. It dropped by 0.4% peak to trough in the 1 hour kind of the event release or the data release. That's a drop of 53, 54 pips or so here against the US dollar. And so, it was definitely kind of, I know just before we started talking about this, Bank of England's trying to size up when rate cuts are going to be more appropriate. Well, a cooler CPI print relieves a little bit of pressure in regards to that timeline for cutting interest rates. Had we have seen a 4+% CPI print, that would have definitely dissuaded further policymakers from cutting the interest rates. And so definitely a welcomed number here. As I mentioned, UK stock market up today. And in terms of the story for gold, right around that time, I'm just checking to see if there was any immediate response to this from the gold side of things. Nothing too big, but I know our next story, of course, is the huge drop in gold that took place yesterday.
Yeah, before we talk about gold, Nick, what about nearer to where you are in Canada? We've also had CPI numbers, and actually they are, unlike the UK, worse than expected.
Yes, and I just think when we're talking about the CPI data as well, this is very, very, it's always important to look at the inflation reports across the globe, but especially in a time where we've been kind of in the dark with a lot of U.S. economic data, especially our northern neighbors, it matters what numbers they got. And so we do see that the median CPI year over year came in at 3.2% compared to expected 3%, and they revised the previous number up to 3.2% from 3.1%. Trimmed CPI year over year came in at 3.1% compared to 3%. So largely a warmer or hotter than expected CPI print out of Canada. The Canadian dollar strengthened yesterday off of this against its peers. If we take a look at CAD yen, for example, we did see a push to the upside in response to this, which seems to be following through here today. So a little bit of a hotter than expected print from Canada, but offsetting that today is the UK's softer than expected inflation print.
Meanwhile, yesterday we saw gold having its worst day since 2013. That's over 12 years ago. I think it lost something like 5%. What was behind that?
Yeah, as you mentioned, worst day in over a decade for gold, one day drop of over 5%. And also we had silver make an even bigger drop. At one point intraday, silver was down almost 9% on the day, which is a pretty incredible move for the precious metals, especially when we kind of knowingly have been seeing gold prices and silver prices balloon higher here this year. Gold is up. It was up just before this drop. It was up over 60% year to date, doing incredible. And then again, the sharp drop. And what may be the most confusing aspect of this is that there wasn't one obvious headline. You would think with a move like this, you would get some sort of, you know, announcement of peace or some sort of significantly de-escalating news event that took markets by storm to make gold sell off so sharply. But in fact, there was not really a singular headline that really got the market to sell gold. It seems like what happened here was there was a little bit of euphoric buying taking place prior to this. And we also saw this, although there was not the obvious headline, we did see gold volatility within the options market reaching levels that we have not seen in a very long time. For listeners, I would encourage you to take a look at the GVZ symbol. If you have, you know, a charting platform, look at GVZ. It's a gold volatility index. And scroll out and on the daily chart or weekly chart, and you can see gold volatility prior to the big drop was very, very high. So gold volatility or implied volatility, the expected move for gold prior to the sell-off had been going up and up and up, meaning big moves were happening in the gold market and the market was pricing in even bigger moves to come. And so, yes, it was a large one-day drop, but we have to kind of take this into consideration that prior to that, we had several months of essentially one-sided movement to the upside in gold prices. So sort of a natural, when everyone sort of rushes into something and leverages into one side of an asset, we've seen this in cryptocurrencies and individual hot stock names and even in gold, when sentiment gets too overly euphoric or overly fearful of a particular market, it's one kind of light of a flame away from really kind of exploding. And that's what we saw. Gold prices dropping dramatically from $43.75 an ounce to today, the low point. That's an 8.5% drawdown from the peak to trough down to at one point this morning around $4,006 an ounce versus the US dollar. So of course, a very sharp drop in just a 2-day period.
Let's look ahead to later on today now, Nick. And of course, it is earnings season and all eyes after the bell tonight will be on those Tesla earnings and to see how much of an impact the rise and fall of Elon Musk has been over the last few months.
Yeah, Tesla has been a hot stock as always. You know, it's got a notorious story with it, with Elon Musk being a pretty controversial figure. But Tesla has had a really strong rebound this year from the lows in April, at one point getting down to as low as $218 or so dollars per share. It's back up to $441. So we'll see what that brings. I think this is for the broader market perspective. It's a bit of a barometer in regards to electric vehicle sales, which is of course a speculative kind of still growing aspect of the market. So it's always a bit of a barometer of sentiment to an extent. We also had yesterday Netflix earnings after the bell, which were largely pretty disappointing to the market. We saw Netflix, ticker symbol NFLX, drop at one point from Friday's high. I'm just marking it up quickly. I mean, we've had an intraday at least move at least down to 9.5% drawdown. That's a pretty sharp move for what is considered a very large mega tech company. So, you know, we are seeing earnings season kick off. We've had some positive and some negatives that have come out. Another one was Texas Instruments yesterday, which dropped sharply, showing a little bit of rebound here, but still down 6.5% on the day at the time of recording this. So earnings season, as you mentioned, it's alive and well, will likely bring some volatility ahead of that key CPI print, which we'll, I'm sure, talk about more as we get into Friday's podcast episode. But yes, action-packed rest of the week.
And we shall speak on Friday. Thanks very much for joining us today. Have a great day.
Thanks, Johnny. You too.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.